5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator, YouTuber, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, self-improvement, self-care, wellness, and everything in between. So in today's episode, we are talking about how to feel confident and look effortlessly put together. In my last episode, 8 things I'd stopped doing in order to glow up, I briefly touched on this topic, but I really wanted to create a whole episode on this specific topic because there was so much more I wanted to say around this. I have been through my own journey of finding my own confidence, and we got a lot to talk about. But before we do, I have a few updates for you guys. So first update, if you haven't already checked out my last weekly vlog that I posted on YouTube on Friday, definitely do so. We have a mix of being in our healthy girl era, going back to Pilates. We did a little self-care day, a little shopping. I do a spring clothing haul. I found some things at H&M, some athletic wear from Amazon, Sephora finds. I also celebrated my birthday in that vlog, and I do a little chit chat with you guys, just sharing how I feel about turning 29, getting older, finding my confidence, just doing a little mental check in with you guys. And that was a really fun episode, that was a really fun vlog to film and edit. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely do so. The link to that is in the show notes, and be sure to subscribe. The other update that I have for you guys is a really exciting one. So I think it's been a few episodes already where I mentioned how I wanted to connect deeper with you guys and just build a stronger community. And I had the idea of like creating some sort of group chat situation. And I know a few of you have DM'd me on Instagram saying that you want to be included in this chat, but I had not created anything yet. But I finally did. This past weekend, I created my own broadcast channel over on Instagram. It's called Coffee Chats with Jazz. And I'm so excited for this. My intentions with this broadcast channel are to, one, connect more with you guys, connect on a deeper level. But secondly, I want to cultivate conversations that you would have with your girlfriends at a coffee shop. I don't know about you guys, but when I have coffee dates with my girlfriends, we literally talk about everything from our self-improvement, our goals, our career, what's going on in our lives, to our most recent Sephora finds, things that we're loving, things that we're watching, enjoying. We literally talk about like deep personal things and lighthearted, fun topics. Like there is no limit to what we discuss. And it's kind of the same vibe that I want to have in this broadcast channel, which is why I called it Coffee Chats with Jazz, to kind of symbolize the type of conversations that I would have with my girlfriends. So this broadcast channel is basically going to be an extension of what we talk about on the podcast. You guys know we can get super deep and insightful on here, but we can also have fun, lighthearted conversations as well. If you want to be a part of that, be sure to join. I don't know if I can leave a link on here. If I can, I'll link it in the show notes. I'm not super familiar with broadcast channels, to be honest. This is very new to me, but we are starting officially this Monday. So if you're listening to this when this episode is first released, today's the first day. I'm going to send out the first initial like message to kind of welcome the broadcast channel and everyone who's joining in. So I'm really excited for that. But that is all I really have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so before I get into my tips on how to feel confident and look effortlessly put together, I feel like I have to share my journey with this because it's been a journey and I really don't know if anyone else will relate to my journey. I feel like I don't ever hear people talk about their journey with finding their style, their confidence in the way that I've experienced it. But regardless if you can relate to it or not, or if your journey has looked significantly different than mine, I felt it was worth sharing. So when it comes to finding my confidence, my personal style, looking effortless, feeling my best, this is kind of what my journey has looked like. In my early 20s, like most people in their early 20s, I feel, I wasn't really sure of who I was back then or what I genuinely liked. And I wore pretty much what was in style. I did my hair and my makeup, what was popular back then, which of course there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think that's a very normal thing to do. But when it comes to my confidence in my early 20s, I realize now that what I thought was confidence back then was actually a false sense of confidence. And what I mean by that is I only felt quote unquote confident and good about myself when I looked a certain way, when I was pretty much in full glam, which was every single day. I would not leave the house without doing my makeup, my hair. And I only felt pretty and confident when I wore certain clothing and got validation from others. I realize now that I'm in my late 20s, that was never true self-confidence. Self-confidence is something that comes from within, and I think somewhere in my mid-20s is when I started to gain the awareness that I actually wasn't a confident person at all. So somewhere in my mid-20s, I kind of started peeling back the layers and layers of my false sense of confidence that I thought I had. During this time, I realized that I masked a lot of my insecurities behind makeup and hair and shopping and looking put together, and there's nothing wrong with those things. I just want to really emphasize that, but I was using those things to hide and mask things about myself that I did not like and to make me feel better about myself. But the problem with that is I was relying on external things to feel good about myself. And if I did not have those things, if I wasn't wearing a full face of makeup, if my hair wasn't done, if I wasn't wearing a cute outfit, then I did not feel good about myself. So as I started peeling back the layers, getting to know what my insecurities were at the time and really understanding myself and the things that I was hiding from or trying to avoid, I stopped wearing makeup as much. I stopped going makeup shopping. I stopped dressing how I used to. I stopped maintaining myself physically in all the ways that I used to. And I kind of went through this phase where I wanted to learn how to love myself and truly feel confident without needing the makeup, the clothes, the hair extensions, the things, all the material things. And I want to say, like, in my mid-20s, I almost villainized all of the things that masked my insecurities. And so I kind of went through this stage of healing, of self-love, only caring about doing the inner work. And at the time, I thought I was doing what was best for me. And then somewhere in my mid to late 20s, I found myself in a place where I was doing all of this inner work, all of this healing, all of the things I thought I should be doing in order to learn how to love myself and find confidence. And I still did not feel good about myself. In fact, I felt like a shell of myself. I realized I was neglecting another aspect to my confidence and self-love that was important, as well as doing the deep inner work and learning to heal and love myself. And the other aspect that I was neglecting was taking care of my physical self and taking care of how I looked and feeling pretty and put together. And that is when I had this kind of light bulb moment where I realized that taking care of yourself physically and on the outside is just as important as taking care of your mind, your body, your soul. And I think for so long, because I did use makeup and hair and looking a certain way to mask my own insecurities, I thought that if I wanted to find true self-confidence, I had to stay away from all of that. But that is simply not true. And I think one of the biggest lessons for me was learning to love myself and to feel confident in my own skin and not rely on those external factors, but realizing that it's okay to want to look put together. It's okay to care about your looks. And just because you care about how you look, you care about getting your nails done, getting your hair done, you know, being dressed nicely, that doesn't mean that you are a superficial or materialistic person. You can be someone who cares about their mental health, their wellness, their healing, their self-love journey, and be someone who loves to look put together, who loves to look good. And it isn't one or the other. And this is why I've been preaching a lot lately. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of my episodes and my tips have included both internal and external things that I do, because now I'm in a season where I find that I'm rediscovering myself and I'm re-falling in love with the things that I used to enjoy, like makeup and shopping and getting put together. But this time it's not from a place of insecurity or feeling as though I always have to have my makeup done to feel good about myself, or I need to have like the latest bag or the latest shoes to feel like I'm cool enough. I genuinely enjoy these things because I just do, but I don't need them to feel good, if that makes sense. So to kind of sum up my journey of finding my confidence and looking effortlessly put together, I feel like I kind of went from one extreme to the other, and now I'm in the middle. I hope that makes sense. Let me know if it does. Let me know if you've experienced something similar, because to be honest, when it comes to like this topic specifically, I've never really heard anyone go through this similar journey as I did. And now I feel so much better about who I am internally, externally. I feel way more confident as a woman. I feel more like the version of myself that I've always been destined to be. And I feel like as I get older, I am becoming more and more of who I am meant to be. And I love this version of myself that I am right now in this moment. I feel like I'm finally combining the most important aspects of myself, and I'm like combining it into one. And like a beautiful version of me is blossoming out of this. So anyways, that's been my journey. But now I want to share my tips and some micro habits that I have to feeling confident and looking effortlessly put together. So my first tip to feeling confident and looking effortlessly put together is, of course, having a confident mindset. This tip is not a shocker by any means. We know confidence comes from within. It's an energy. It's an aura. It's in how you walk, talk, speak. And the thing is, we can have all the physical things, we can have the beauty, the material things, but if you're not truly confident in who you are, then what is the point? A question that I had to ask myself when trying to find my confidence is, what is true confidence? As I mentioned earlier, when I was in my early 20s, I thought I had confidence because I liked the way that I looked or because I got a specific type of attention, but that was conditional confidence. True unconditional self-confidence is an attitude about your skills, your abilities. It means you accept and trust yourself and you have a sense of control in your life. And it's knowing your strengths and weaknesses well. In other words, it's being able to truly believe in yourself, trust yourself, and knowing yourself inside and out and loving all aspects of yourself, good, bad, ugly, pretty. And I'm not going to get too deep into how to cultivate a confident mindset, but essentially it requires cultivating self-love, improving your self-talk, being mindful of how you carry yourself, knowing how to celebrate yourself, allowing others to celebrate you. And I think some just small reminders when it comes to building a confident mindset is remembering that no one cares about you as much as you think they do. And this isn't me trying to sound harsh or rude, but I think sometimes we think other people care more about our mistakes, our weaknesses, more than they actually do. If we're being really real, no one thinks about the mistake you made at work more than you do. No one remembers the time you embarrassed yourself in class more than you do. And just having this mindset of like, nobody cares about me is actually so liberating and freeing whenever I am struggling with my confidence, whenever I want to do something and I'm worried about what other people will think or say. At the end of the day, everyone is more concerned about themselves and what they're doing and what they have going on, that sometimes they might have a thought about you, but it's just a fleeting thought and nothing more. So that's something that helped me have and cultivate a confident mindset. I feel like I have so many other episodes when it comes to confidence and mindset work. So if you want like more on how to have a confident mindset, definitely listen to my older episodes. My second tip to feeling confident and looking effortlessly put together is getting to know what you like. So if you have or are currently experiencing something similar to what I did in my mid to late 20s when I felt lost with myself, this is actually the fun part. And this is when we get to rediscover new and old things about ourselves, what we like, what we want. And as I mentioned, in my early 20s, I was super into makeup and fashion and pretty much all things beauty. And then in my mid 20s, I kind of lost a passion for all of that. And now that I'm in my late 20s, I'm rediscovering my love and passion for all these things once again. And it's honestly so fun, so exciting. And I think the best part of it all is that this time around, my passion for makeup and beauty and fashion isn't to mask my insecurities. It's to express myself. It's to feel good. And it's a positive experience than what it was in my early 20s. And I'm thoroughly enjoying rediscovering these old passions of mine. So something to think about as you are trying to uncover what you like and rediscover yourself is maybe thinking about who or what inspires you in life. Are there certain people that you feel inspired by? Or a better question is there anything or anyone that triggers you? Hear me out really quick. I'll explain why sometimes feeling triggered can actually be a good thing for us. Maybe you feel inspired slash or triggered by how someone dresses, someone's home, the way someone prioritizes their self-care. Maybe it's their mindset. Just pay attention to the things that you either feel drawn to or triggered by, because there's a reason why we feel a certain way about certain people or certain things or certain aesthetics, whatever the case may be. Okay, so let me quickly explain by what I mean when I say sometimes being triggered by people is actually a good thing. So let's say there's a person who you feel jealous by how they just seem to feel so settled in their feminine energy, and maybe you're someone who struggles to do that. The reason that you might feel jealous seeing someone be in their feminine energy so effortlessly is because it mirrors to you what you would like for yourself, and that's not a bad thing at all. In fact, that is a clear indicator of what you need and what you want, but the key is it's all in how you perceive things. So two people can look at that same person that's in their feminine energy so effortlessly, and they can have two different feelings. The first person can look at that person and feel inspired and want to take notes on how they are able to walk and live in their feminine energy so effortlessly and want to emulate some of that. And the second person can look at that same person and feel envy and jealousy and triggered by them. It's all in how you perceive life, how you perceive situations, that is going to change the narrative in your mind and your experience. So that's just some food for thought if you're currently trying to get to know what you like or rediscover yourself. And if you do feel triggered by someone or something, I really challenge you to try to switch your mindset and switch your perspective from being triggered to being inspired. So another way to get to know what you like, of course, I have to say it, is going on Pinterest, looking up different styles, looks, pinning what you like, and then recreating it in person. I love doing this, especially with my home and my style. Whenever I'm shopping or anything, I always reference my Pinterest and kind of take note of the things that I genuinely am attracted to, what I like, and I just keep that in mind when I'm buying things, when I'm shopping. And I don't know if that's considered a hobby, but if it isn't, it absolutely needs to be.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, y'all. So my third tip is having beauty maintenance routines. I fully believe when you look good, you feel good. And sometimes looking good takes some effort. Yes, I believe everyone is beautiful, but I'm going to be honest. If I don't maintain myself, if I don't have these beauty maintenance routines in place, I will begin looking crusty. And I don't want to be looking crusty over here. So when it comes to having beauty maintenance routines, I want you to think about what are your top non-negotiables that make you feel and look your best. We can think about all the extras later, all the things you would like to have or get done. But for now, I want you to focus on the things that are most important to you. And I want you to think about how you can budget / schedule these things into your life, as well as, are you going to DIY any of these things? Are you going to get them done professionally? Your beauty maintenance routines can range from getting your nails done every 2 weeks, Botox every 6 months, trimming your hair, lashes, facial. I know this might seem super extra, but as someone who always has a million things on their to-do list, scheduling these beauty maintenance routines in my calendar or setting up reminders for myself is so helpful for me, or else I will forget to do these things and I will begin looking crusty. So just to kind of give you an example of what my current beauty maintenance routine looks like, it's actually very minimal at the moment. I do want to add some more things, but for now, these are my top non-negotiable things that I have to do weekly, bi-weekly, every few weeks, whatever the case may be. So the first thing, when it comes to my eyebrows, exfoliating my body, my skin, that is something that I upkeep at home every single week. Every 2 weeks or so, I like to get a fill or a new set. I get my toes done like maybe once a month because my gel pedicure lasts me that long. When it comes to my nails, I will always get them done professionally. When it comes to my nails, I am not a DIY girly, unfortunately. I don't have the patience. I don't have the skill set. I don't have the time. So that is something that I get done every 2 weeks religiously, and I schedule that in my calendar every single time. As far as my hair, I really have been loving my natural hair color lately. I haven't colored my hair, I want to say, in maybe almost 3 years. It's been my natural hair color. Personally, I just feel like I look my best with my natural hair color and it's less maintenance. The only thing I will do is touch up my roots at home every 6 weeks or so. And when it comes to getting my hair cut, if I'm getting a drastic haircut like I recently did not too long ago, I will always go to a professional. I do not trust myself enough to give myself like a drastic haircut, but if I'm just trimming my hair, I will do that at home every 6 weeks when I'm touching up my roots as well. So this is just a quick example of what my current beauty maintenance routines look like. Like I said, I want to add a few other things, but right now, these are the non-negotiables that make me feel and look put together, in my opinion. My fourth tip in feeling confident and looking put together is having your signature core looks that you can fall back on. So in my last episode, I mentioned how one of the ways I almost always look put together is I have found my core go-to looks for every occasion. Now, I'm not saying I only wear these things and I don't allow myself to wear other styles or other outfits, but if I am, let's say, in a time crunch or maybe I have no idea what to wear, these are the things that I know I can fall back on because I already know I look and feel good in them. And that's for any occasion. So if I'm just lounging around at home, for example, I already know my go-to core look is a two-piece lounge set with some cute jewelry. That's going to do it for me every single time. Or if I'm running errands or working out, a cute romper or workout set with maybe like a sweater over my shoulders or an oversized button-up is my go-to. Or if I want to get dressed up and actually look put together, I know a good linen pant and top combo is going to do it for me, or like an oversized button-up top with some jeans or a pretty flowy dress. These are the things that I already know I love and I always feel my best. Again, I'm not saying that I only wear these types of outfits and I don't branch out to other things, but if I don't know what to wear, if I don't have a lot of time, if I'm just not feeling it, I know these specific looks will always do it for me no matter what. And I think just understanding what I look good in and what I like makes my life more easier, less stressful. And this also goes for hairstyles and scents and things like that as well. Just knowing what you like and kind of sticking to that. My next tip is finding your holy grail makeup products and also sticking to that. I am a Sephora and Ulta junkie through and through. I love playing around with new makeup. Like I was telling you guys earlier, I have rediscovered my passion and love for makeup and all things beauty. So I love shopping at Sephora. I love seeing what's new. I love trying new things. But at the same time, I also know that simpler is better, especially when it comes to makeup. Right now, I have one small makeup bag full of all of my holy grail makeup products that I know I love and work well with my skin and give me the look that I want. And I think I have like maybe 10 products or less in that bag. And whether I want a more fresh face or a full beat, or whether I'm on vacation or at home, I know that I can achieve any of these looks with all of these products. And like I said, I love trying new makeup and all, and occasionally I'll switch out a product or two, but I have found that having my holy grail products makes getting ready so much more easier and efficient, especially if you are, again, in a time crunch or you just don't know what kind of look you want to do or go for. I always have a go-to makeup look that I do, and I have my holy grail makeup products, and it never fails me. My sixth tip is taking care of yourself physically. And I'm not saying that you have to look a certain way or you have to be a specific weight or size, but as someone who used to hate, and I mean hate, being active to now having a more active lifestyle, I can truly say that I feel more confident and I feel better about myself when I am taking care of myself physically. I just feel better on the inside, and I feel like as a result, I feel more confident and comfortable in my own body and in my own skin. I'm not a fitness guru or influencer, so I'm not going to give you things that you should do to take care of yourself physically. I think it's all about finding what works best for you and your body. I know for me, it's making sure I get enough sleep, I'm drinking water, I'm moving my body in the ways that I enjoy moving my body, which you guys know I love going on my daily walks. I love my Pilates classes. I love doing strength a few times a week. And I just make sure to listen to my body every single day. For example, today and yesterday, I have been a little bit lighter when it comes to working out and movements because I just started my period. I know TMI, but it's like the second day of my period. And for me, the first and second day of my period are the most difficult just physically. And this time around, I was extra bloated and cramping a lot more. And so I canceled the workout classes that I had scheduled. I know some people say that working out on their period helps them, which if that works for you, I love that for you. But for me, working out on my period is like the worst thing in the world. The most that I can do is go on a walk. That feels good for my body, but putting stress on my body is the last thing I want to do when I'm on my period. So taking care of yourself physically can also mean slowing down, resting. At the end of the day, it's just about listening to your body and making sure you feel good in your body. Okay, my next tip is ditching the people-pleasing mentality. A truly confident person is not afraid to stand up for themselves, to set boundaries, to walk away, say no. And you cannot be a confident person and also be a people pleaser at the same time. It just doesn't work that way. It is not possible. And I'm going to be really honest, I don't have the best advice when it comes to how to not be a people pleaser, because I feel like I have been the complete opposite of a people pleaser my entire life. And I think it's because I saw what it was like to be a people pleaser growing up and how that impacts someone's life and someone's happiness and the sacrifices that someone has to make in order to appease others. And I saw that and I thought to myself, I never want to be that. So I don't have any like personal advice that I can offer you when it comes to how to stop people pleasing. The only thing I can offer is encouraging words. And all I can say is I know recovering from people pleasing isn't an easy and quick task. I know that it requires years of unlearning, reprogramming, changing patterns, changing behaviors. So I'm not saying this as just like a, oh, just stop people pleasing mindset. Like, I know it takes work, but I truly believe if you want to be a confident person, the people pleasing has got to go, not only for you to feel more confident, but also for your own mental health, for your own well-being. The only person who suffers from people pleasing is yourself. Everyone else benefits by you being a people pleaser and putting yourself last. And in the end, you are the one who suffers the most.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My next tip is to stop seeking approval from others. So if we go back to what the definition of confidence is, it is an attitude about your skills and abilities. It means you accept and trust yourself and you have a sense of control of your own life. And my take when it comes to constantly seeking approval from others on our life decisions or just anything, it comes from not trusting ourselves, our intuition. When we seek approval from others, we're searching for someone else to give us the answers, to tell us something is okay, or to justify how we feel or what we want. And I think it's great to ask for advice or people's opinions on things, but their opinion should not be the determining factor to your life decisions. A confident person can say, I respect your opinion, but I'm still going to do what I want. And I actually want to take that a step further. I think a truly confident person probably isn't even seeking any type of approval in the first place. I remember when I first decided I was going to be moving to Arizona, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't ask for their opinion. I didn't care to hear their thoughts about anything. I only told people after the decision was made, and I'm so glad that I did, because of course when I told people that I was moving to Arizona, I was immediately met with people questioning my decision, asking me, why do I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? What if it doesn't work out? What if this? What if that? And I get that sometimes our family and our friends mean well, but they can only meet us as far as their own experiences and beliefs, which is why I waited until after the decision was made and set in stone, because I did not want anyone else's fears and opinions interfering with what was on my heart to do. And if you're someone who already struggles to trust yourself, the last thing you need is other people's opinions and fears and limiting beliefs coming onto you, because that is going to heavily influence your own decisions. So stop seeking approval from others. Stop telling people what you should do or waiting for confirmation from others to tell you it's a good idea to do something, to not do something, and just do the thing. Okay, my last tip for feeling confident and looking effortlessly put together is entering your Marianna Hewitt era. So I think another huge factor that helps someone look or seem put together is their energy and how they manage their lives. You know those women that, despite everything that they have on their plate, they never seem overly stressed or overly overwhelmed. And I'm not saying that they don't feel that way or that they don't have a lot going on, but they seem to handle everything with such ease and grace and within it's all going to be fine. Nothing is too big to handle mindset. And I admire this so much. And I think a perfect example of this type of person is Marianna Hewitt, which is why this tip is called entering your Marianna Hewitt era. So if you don't know who Marianna Hewitt is, she is a beauty fashion influencer. She's also the co-founder of Summer Fridays. She also has a podcast called Life with Marianna, and she does so much. She travels so much for her work, and I think she also just became the creative director of a clothing brand called L Academy, if I'm not mistaken. So she has a lot going on in her career, in her personal life. She is also into her daily routines and her wellness. And despite all that, the way that she manages to balance everything is just very inspiring. And I feel like it's because she has learned how to optimize her time and organize her schedule. And I'm sure she has assistants and people to help her make her life easier. But just based on listening to her podcast, some tips that I've gathered from her that I think help her be able to do all the things that she does and still prioritize her daily routines and her wellness and balance her social life are, one, prioritizing what's important to her and her non-negotiables in life. Also, outsourcing where she can and getting help where she can. The third thing is being okay with saying no to things and people, whether that's events and plans, especially if it's going to disrupt her non-negotiables. And I know for her, like, one of her non-negotiables is her sleep. So something that she's talked about on her podcast is how sometimes, you know, she'll have to say no to dinner plans with friends or to certain influencer events if they run later in the evening, because she knows that's going to interrupt her evening routine. And her evening routine and her sleep is something that she really prioritizes, because that affects her the next day. And I think that's a big reason why it's so important to know what's important to you and what your non-negotiables are, because it's going to guide the decisions that you make in life and make sure that you're staying aligned and on track to your non-negotiables. She did say that, you know, there are times where she will occasionally go to an event or say yes to dinner plans, even if it's going to interrupt her evening routine and maybe she's going to go to bed a little bit later that night. She is a little bit lenient with that from time to time, but for the most part, she tries to stick to her non-negotiables. But she understands that sometimes it's important to say yes, and life is not always going to be in a perfect routine all the time. Other things that she has talked about that I think has really helped her to optimize her time and her life in general is planning ahead, whether it's her content, her work, her schedule. Like I just mentioned, she has a million and one things on her plate, but she still manages to do it all. And I think time blocking, as well as having dedicated days to specific things, is also so helpful in optimizing your time and making sure you're not overextending yourself and switching from one task to another. And I personally have been practicing this in my own life. For example, I have been trying to do a little bit more time blocking and having dedicated days to do specific things. So there will be one day where it's strictly an admin day, or I'm just on my computer, whether it's like writing the podcast outline, writing content planning, just admin computer things. And then I will have specific content days where I'm getting ready, I'm filming and creating content. And that has been so helpful in optimizing my time and making sure I'm getting more things done in a day and I'm not overextending myself. And that concludes my tips on how to feel confident and look effortlessly put together. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to DM me on Instagram. And again, as a final reminder, if you want to join Coffee Chats with Jazz, you can do so over on Instagram as well. Everything will be linked in the show notes. My Instagram is at Miss Jasmine Shaw. That's MissJasmineShah. I'll link it down below. But I really hope that you enjoyed. I hope you have an amazing week. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.